sir. What we have are supply ships that come up and they bring us air and water. We also generate oxygen on board using a device that turns the water into oxygen. Over. Well, Marie, we are a little bit closer to the stars. We're about 368 kilometers closer. However, so they don't seem that much different, except they look a little more clear because the light from the stars does not have to pass through the Earth's atmosphere. Over. Well, Jack, it's very comfortable being in zero gravity. You quickly get used to the idea of floating around, and you just feel very light and very free. Over. Well, Leticia, that's a good question. We do a lot of different science investigations on board, and those are ongoing. And what we're studying right now is we're getting ready to do our first spacewalk of the mission, and that will occur on the 26th. And we will go outside and install some experiment packages. Over. Well, yes, Alexander, we do see a lot from space, even just with our own eyes. We see continents, of course, and also large cities. We've seen Paris and taken photographs of cities like Paris and Lyon and many others. And I'm still looking for the Great Wall. I haven't seen it yet. Over. Yes, Axel, I am. I dreamed about becoming an astronaut when I was 8 years old, when I was watching the first Apollo moon landing. So I am. Over. Well, Vincent and Matilda, that's a good question. We have different things for breakfast. We can have eggs or some kind of oatmeal or things like that. We don't have a microwave oven, but we do have some warmers that can heat up the food. Over. Well, Thomas, I really love being in space. I love being on space missions, but I miss my family and friends and other things about the Earth. I miss nature and fresh fruits and vegetables. So while I like being in space, I do want to come back to Earth. Over. Well, William, we are trained to respond to different emergencies and failures on board the ISS, and so we know how to fix just about everything. And in the case that something really bad happened and we had to leave quickly, we could get in our Soyuz spacecraft and come back to Earth. Over. Well, Rojo, we go through many years of training, even just for one spaceflight. For this particular mission, Salajan and I have trained 3.5 years, first as a backup, in his case, backup for several different missions, and then we trained for our own mission, and so it takes several years of preparation, a lot of studying. It's like being in school. Over. Well, Alexander, it's many millions. I haven't calculated it, but if you figure that we orbit the Earth once every 1.5 hours, and we're going to be up here for 6 months, you could figure it out. It's going to be many millions. Over. Well, Elodie, the thing about becoming an astronaut is there are a lot of qualified people, a lot of qualified applicants, but not that many spaces. So it is pretty competitive. I don't know if I could say it was hard or difficult, but you have to be persevere with it and really, really try hard. Over. Well, Charles, we have a normal 8 hours scheduled for sleep, and we try to get as many as we can. Over. Well, thank you very much, all the students and faculty, and over at the Robespierre School there in Rue de Meslin, France, and thank you very much for relaying Fox 6 Kilo Fox Alpha. Okay, thank you very much, and wish you all the best as well, and all the students out there, follow your dreams and reach for the stars. 73, over. Thank you, and au revoir.